Tonight we are looking on one of the greatest truths, one of the greatest signs in the universe. It surpasses the eight wonders of the world. It's the truth that Jesus Christ's true presence, God and true man, is substantially in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. There is no clearer sign how God can speak to each of us of our true destiny, our destiny to become saints. And for Catholics, it proposes a challenge to us. Why are we not being changed? What can we do to allow it to affect us? Jesus tells us clearly, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life." Today we pray for those who can't pray for themselves in purgatory. In all truthfulness, they can see their lives where they have failed to respond to the grace of God to become saints. But now they see the truth. They see the telos, the end for which their lives were ordered towards. Nothing less to be a saint. Because God is truly in the Eucharist. But today they stand as our brothers and sisters to help us on our heavenly home. And they ask us to sacrifice for them. However, they cheer us on like fans in the Colosseum, urging us to live and die for Jesus Christ, to live for the Eucharist. They urge us on to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our mind, and with all our strength. They urge us on to joyfully become saints and to sacrifice for them. They stand with us to cheer us on. My brothers and sisters, all the grace is offered to us in this most holy Eucharist. And God could not have made it more easier that even a child can become a saint, as well as a theologian who pierces the deep mystery of God, deeper than the ocean. And all he asks of us is to love him with everything we got. And his love will produce the fruits in us to convert our enemies, to give us a land of milk and honey, to give us an eternal kingship, to give us lives that are different, so that we can start living this supernatural life. And he offers us the grace to pray for our brothers and sisters, to bring them back home. Let us pray for this grace as we look upon the Eucharist. Let us offer him our obstacles so that he can change us. And let's love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds, in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.